This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections will be held tomorrow. 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Bihar and Odisha, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. A total of 695 candidates are in the fray for this phase. Prominent among them are Rajnath Singh, Smriti Irani and Piyush Goyal of the BJP, Rahul Gandhi and K.L. Sharma of Congress, Omar Abdullah of NC and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. Campaigning is in full swing for the remaining 6th and 7th phases of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Jharkhand today. Mr. Modi said, businesses are of paramount importance for the development of the country. Mr. Modi will also address 3 public meetings in Purulia, Bishnupur and Kharagpur in West Bengal this afternoon. Security has been enhanced outside the BJP headquarters in view of the Aam Aadmi Party's march in the national capital today. Delhi police has imposed restrictions under Section 144 of CRPC, saying that no permission has been sought for the protest. Traffic police has issued an advisory that traffic will remain heavy at DDU Marg, IP Marg, Minto Road and Vikas Marg. It said DDU Marg may be closed for traffic movement. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation said that the entry and exit points at ITO Metro Station will remain closed till further notice. Addressing a gathering at AAP headquarters this afternoon, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal accused the BJP of starting a vendetta against the AAP leaders. He expressed the apprehension that in the coming days, AAP leaders might be arrested and party accounts may be frozen. A district court in Delhi has sent Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's close aide Bibhav Kumar to 5-day police custody after he was arrested in connection with AAP Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal's assault case. Bibhav was produced before the Tees Hazari court yesterday. Metropolitan Magistrate Gaurav Goyal remanded him to 5-day police custody for questioning. He is scheduled to be produced before the court on the 23rd of this month after the expiration of his remand. Earlier, Ms. Maliwal had filed a complaint against Bibhav Kumar alleging harassment and torture at Mr. Kejriwal's residence on the 13th of this month. Meanwhile, Kumar has also filed a counter-complaint against Ms. Maliwal, alleging that she illegally entered the Chief Minister's house on the day when the incident occurred. Heavy rain continues to lash Kerala. India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rain till Tuesday. A red alert has been issued in Pathanamthitta, Kottayam and Idukki districts for today and tomorrow. An orange alert has been issued in Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Alappuzha and Ernakulam districts, while a yellow alert has been issued in Thrissur, Palakkad, Malappuram, Kozhikode and Wayanad districts. In Maharashtra, a large hoarding collapsed yesterday, injuring 3 men and a horse due to heavy rain and damaged 2 vehicles near Kavadighat Bridge in Loni Kalbhor, 30 kilometers from Pune. 2 of the injured were discharged after receiving treatment, while the condition of the third is reported to be stable. Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have won the men's double of the Thailand Open today, beating the Chinese pair of Chen Bo Yang and Liu Yi 21-15, 21-15 in straight sets. Yesterday, the Indian duo defeated Lu Mingqi and Tang Kai Wei of Chinese Taipei 21-11, 21-12 to enter the final of the tournament. In Sharjah, Indian Grandmaster Arvind Chidambaram defeated local star A.R. Saleh Salim to emerge as the sole leader on 4.5 points after the end of the fifth round of Sharjah Masters Chess Tournament. Chidambaram is now followed by 4 players, the Iranian duo of Amin Tabatabai and Bardia Daneshwar, and Americans Hans Moak Neiman and Sam Shankland, who have all 4 points each. In IPL cricket, a doubleheader will be played on the final day of the league stage today. In the first match, Sunrisers Hyderabad will lock horns with Punjab Kings at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad at 3:30 p.m. In the second match, Rajasthan Royals will be up against Kolkata Knight Riders in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.